Bayside Phase One Revision Three.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. We have one wastewater agreement for your consideration this morning, and that is Sussex County Project 81-04 at Americana Bayside. This is Phase One of Revision Three, Agreement Number 341-3. The developer in this case is Mr. Tom Halverset of the Carl M. Freeman Communities in Selbyville. The location is the south side of Route 54 at the intersection of County Road 381 and will become part of the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District. Basically, this is a reconfiguration of lots described as follows from March 8th of 2011. Number 341-3 is a revision to private road and sewer preservation loop located at the end of Founders Road, which has been eliminated. Four lots, number 65 through 68, are reconfigured to six lots with three duplex units, which will be units 65A and B, 66A and B, and 67A and B, and fronting on Founders Road. Four laterals will be relocated and two laterals added. The existing preservation loop and two sanitary manholes on that loop street will be removed. The connection charges will total $31,608. We have approvals from our engineering department as well as DENREC, and we're expecting 10 days of construction with a construction administration and construction inspection cost totaling $2,002.65 with a proposed construction cost of $13,351.
Motion, sir.
I do have a motion. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 341-3, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between the Sussex County Council and Carl M. Freeman Communities for wastewater facilities to be constructed in the Americana Bayside Phase 1, Revision 3, located in the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Cole, second. Mr. Phillips to approve. Any questions? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Grant request, Mrs. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. First grant is Fenwick Island Lions Club. Their request and support for the Selbyville Halloween Parade and other program expenses such as preschool vision screenings and Indian River High School scholarships. No specific amount is requested. Last grant received was $1,000 from Mr. Phillips.
A lot of folks come from Mr. Cole's district. I'm going to try to find $1,000. Are you willing to participate, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
A couple $100?
Yes, that'd be fine.
Okay. $200 from Mr. Cole, $800 from my account.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second. Mr. Cole to grant $1,000 in total to the Fenwick Island Lions Club for program expenses, being $800 Mr. Phillips, $200 Mr. Cole. Any questions on a motion?
I would like to say that, you know, it certainly seems like a good idea. But I kind of like us to get organizations started with key money in the beginning. And I wonder why we encourage them to keep coming back every year. And maybe this should be in the budget itself if that's what we're going to do.
Any more questions on a motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
So yes, motion carried.
Next grant is the Sussex County Foster Parent Association. They're requesting support for their annual holiday celebration for their foster children. There's no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $250, which was $50 from each council member.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second. Mr. Phillips to grant $250 to the Sussex County Foster Parent Association for their annual holiday party, being $50 from each council person. Any questions on the motion?
Yeah.
Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
A question.
I'm
where
sorry.
Are they, where are they from, Ms. Jennings?
One second.
Sussex County Foster.
They okay. are from Georgetown.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next one is the Rehoboth Concert Band. They are requesting $1,500 contribution to assist in the expenses of purchasing percussion equipment, a large rehearsal space with storage, music folders, and office supplies that will help them continue to grow. They are a band that is comprised of more than 50 adults and student musicians from all over the county. There have been no past grants.
I'll be willing to proffer $500 from my operating expense. If anybody else would like to get in, it does sound like it's a large group, and they do propose to go countywide.
$100 from my account, please.
Presentation.
And $100 from mine, too, will be fine. Have a motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $700, being $500 Mr. Cole, $100 Mr. Phillips, $100 from myself. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried.
And the next grant is Town of Blades. They're requesting support for their annual Blades Christmas Bazaar. The event targets kids from Blades, Bridgeville, Seaford, and Laurel. Last grant received was $500 from Mr. Vincent.
So I make that motion again. That'd be
and $100 for me, please.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $600 to the Town of Blades, $500 from my account, $100 from Phillips' account. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. Next one is the Mason-Dixon Woodworkers. They are requesting a contribution to defray the cost of making toys for needy children. No specific amount is requested. Last grant received was $1,000, $600 from Mr. Phillips, and $100 from the other four members of council.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Phillips, to grant the Mason-Dixon Woodworkers for toys for needy children. $1,000 being $600 from Mr. Phillips and $100 each from Mrs. Deaver, Mr. Cole, Mr. Wilson, and myself. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. Next one is Pumpkin Chunkin'. They are requesting support to help improve their mission of making a difference in the lives of others locally within Sussex County. Rising of costs associated with the annual event has them considering cuts. A grant will help them close the gap that allow them to continue to support programs such as St. Jude's, Delaware, Guidance Center, Lewis Meals on Wheels, and other organizations. There is no specific amount requested. There have been no past Councilmatic grants. The last council, the county grant was in 2009 for $4,600.
I asked that that letter be sent with the recent publicity. I felt like I wanted to at least make a grant to them to defray some of the cost. I especially want it to be understood that these taxpayer dollars are to be used for not only these operating expenses, but we have to understand that they make hundreds of thousands of dollars in contributions to charities over time, and that that's a very good thing. The one area of our charge to them, which I had a little bit of heartburn with, was the mobile command unit at $40 an hour. Ms. Jennings, can I ask how much that portion of the bill was?
It was $1,720.
Okay. Is anyone else interested in helping on this grant?
Well, before I vote, give money. I understand we have done some research and found out how much money they got in the bank. Is that true?
They can hear my...
You know, Jen...
Yes. I pulled their 990 from 2012, and they had $576,000 in cash and cash investments.
Well, I would think for somebody who has over $500,000 in the bank, don't need to complain about how Sussex County treats them. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah.
And they have a motion.
Again, I'm not to debate Mr. Wilson. He's very wise, and his point is well taken. They do operate a $600,000+ event each year. Last year during the Superstorm Sandy, they had to dip into those reserves to pay all their bills. I believe it was $100,000 or so that they were in the black. I just believe that we need to keep this event in Sussex County. It's a signature event. I did hear Mrs. Deaver on the radio saying that she had supported grants for them in the past. Ms. Deaver, can you help out on this $1,720 bill?
No, I have some opinions on that, Mr. Vance. We've been providing services, EMS services to them for years. And to my knowledge, we have not been paid at all.
We didn't charge them.
Well, in other words, it's been provided free.
Right, but they didn't.
Okay.
No, you.
It sounds a little better to say we didn't, you know, haven't been paid. It sounds like they really owe us, but they don't.
Well, that's a contribution that we have made over the years.
Sure.
I mean,
right.
You know, it's dollars and cents. I'm just, and another thing is that I like to give to a group to help it get on its feet, but this is on its feet. And it's a liability nightmare, and I know that they're looking for state help as far as putting a cap on the liability, but so that's a concern. And the other concern is that it's just I misspoke in that we stopped giving them grants in 2009 when the economy crashed and we were looking everywhere for money. And it was a bad situation. And so, and I think we did the right thing. And another thing, if we're going to give to charities, we should give to charities, but I don't think we should put it through a third or fourth or fifth party, let them decide where our money goes. I don't agree with it.
Todd, let me just ask you, but it was a command post that Vance referenced?
Correct.
Okay, do we typically in the past send the command post to things like Pumpkin Chunkin' and other things?
In recent history with Pumpkin Chunkin', the state asked us to take our command post out to the event a couple years ago, which we did, and then the last 2 years, the state police has provided their command unit as well. So the initial years, we were the only ones there, and now it's us and the state police. And multiple stakeholders operate out of our command unit, including county personnel.
Not to sound like I'm just wondering, with all these, is there a need for all these command posts? Is there a need for the command post? I mean, what does a command post do that other than if we just had paramedics on duty, you know, at the event?
I agree with
what's
you.
What's the command post do over and above, like if somebody gets hurt?
Well,
that going to get there.
That wouldn't.
I'm probably not the best person to answer this question.
Let me just broach this then. Okay, he doesn't have an answer for it, but that's okay.
I would tell you that our directors, both Bob Stewart and Joe Thomas, would stand before you and tell you that they were absolutely required to be there. And state police has said this year that we would absolutely need to be there. So the entire communication of running the event goes in and out of those two command units. So.
Versus going to 911 center here at the airport.
Oh, okay.
And they handle like 200 calls out there in 2 days.
Okay.
But wouldn't it be hard to get there if they're not there already?
Oh. Yes.
Because of all the people,
yes.
Traffic.
You will not send a command post later on.
Why would you need a command post if someone's hurt and you already got your paramedic and your vehicle there? Why do you need to go to command post to get to there? I mean, why can't you get those calls right across the vehicle? Like going, you know, through the command post.
The public has no way of calling across radios. They got to have a telephone to call you on.
Well,
phone call's got to go somewhere.
Let me ask you a question. We got a paramedic out on the road,
mm-hmm.
and he gets a call from EMS out here,
uh-huh.
and tells him to go somewhere. How come we can't do that same way out there? Why do we have to go through the command post to do that?
I would say Mr. Wilson is probably trying to take some of the load off. It's either going to have to put more people out here with the command post, and they work out of the command post out there, so that they're all face-to-face.
I mean, is there really enough people out here to take care of those calls, really? I mean, is that much more of a calling in that they really need that many more people? I mean, there's only what? How many instances do they have? 40, 30, 40, 50 instances?
Over 200.
Over 200 instances?
Yes, sir.
That's a lot of incidents going on. Well,
Mr. President, let me.
July 4th weekend, I could see. You know,
I got a suggestion. I got a suggestion. We were.
Mr. Phillips, okay, has the floor. Go ahead, Mr. Phillips.
Well, I guess I'm echoing Mr. Wilson's concerns. It seems like that is a time of year where we have cleared out most of the beach traffic, November 1st, November 5th. It seems like we should be able to handle that extra traffic when you consider what we handle at the peak of our summer season. But that's just an affirmation of what Mr. Wilson was saying. Not dismiss, Mr. Vincent, your opinion. It's just...
It,
probably from a naive perspective. Go ahead, Mr. Cole.
Okay, no, I'm just, okay, just let's just bring this ahead to me. This is the first year we've now billed for it, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And I'm sure sticker shock, like anybody else who, you know, the first time we get a bill from an organization or something. My suggestion is, why don't we reduce the bill by $1,000 and not really reference anything, and we'll just, because we're knowledgeable that there was a big impact. Nobody really knew how much it would cost, possibly. Was there any estimates given to them, possibly?
Yeah, for the record, I would say they would not be shocked with this cost estimate because we've sent them bills for 3 years with, okay, with
so
this level of coverage.
For 3 years.
They asked us to send them bills, which we did, but we never were reimbursed for the cost.
Well, we did ask for
until this year, now that the council has passed their ordinance, we actually sent them a bill because of the new policy.
Well, I would just move then that we reduce the fees by $1,000 just in recognition of how important Pumpkin Chunkin' is to this county with the economic impact that it has for the western side of the county. And, you know, we still support it and, you know, we'll reduce $1,000.
Well, I will second that motion. If it's appropriate, I'd like to either couple the $720 from my account to go with that, or I can make that a motion after this vote. Mr.
Where's
Moore may need
that. I don't. I'm going to leave that up to our staff to determine how to do that.
Mr. Moore says that it should be done separately, so I'll just second.
I'm trying to find out first. The $1,000 got to come someplace. We have no more money in the public service grants.
I think we have a contingency fund, Ms. Jennings. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. I think it could come out of the contingency
fund. I'd leave it up to Todd and the finance department.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
They know better than I do.
Second, I assume Mr. Phillips. Grant $1,000 out of the county contingency fund to Pumpkin Chunkin'. Any questions on
it? Just reduce the billing, just so that the paramedic bill that we sent, not just to give them $1,000, but it was we're not going to give them any money. We're just going to reduce the bill that we sent them.
And be more specific, Mr. Cole, would you think that maybe should be on the command post because the labor?
Well, I don't know. I'm not an expert.
Out the labor. There's no way we can get it back.
Sam, I don't know. I'm not an expert. We may need it.
Your motion is to just reduce their bill by $1,000.
Yes, yes. No, reduce the bill the bill that we had sent them for paramedic services to be reduced $1,000 in recognition of the importance of.
So I have a motion, Mr. Cole.
Second,
Mr. Phillips, to reduce the invoice we sent to them by $1,000. Any questions on that motion?
Yes.
Mrs. Deaver.
A couple things I'm concerned about is that we're talking about what kind of service is really necessary, and I don't want to be overruling EMS, especially when they're not here. And they did not ask for this, did they? They are asking for a cap, a liability cap, which is for the state to look into. But did they actually ask us for this?
We have a letter.
We have a letter that says
requesting
I'm not
support.
Sure what it says. What they ask exactly, but we have it in our packet.
Mm-hmm. I don't consider it suitable to come out of that particular fund because it's called, could you give me the title of that fund where it's coming from?
Contingency.
Wow.
Well, it won't come any fund.
Yeah, we'll just, we can.
It won't come any fund at all. We're going to reduce the bill.
Mr. Cole modified his motion, Ms. Deaver.
Well, we're reducing our income by $1,000.
Right, we're not giving him any money. Yes, right. Cash.
Well, yes, we are, but okay.
Any more questions on the motion? I will take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
No.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
I just have to say that when I read Ms. Deaver's comments, it has a real impact as far as hotel rooms and shopping. It's a real benefit to the county. It does help the economy. Give them a grant every year.
Personal tax, Mr.
Every year.
Mr. Phillips.
I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes.
I vote no. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Next. Any more motions?
No, I'd like to give $720 from my account to Pumpkin Chunkin', please.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second from?
Yes, second.
Mr. Cole. To grant 720 is the number, sir. To grant $720 from Mr. Phillips' account. Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Introduction of proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Moore?
Yes. We have one, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a hair salon to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.76 acre more or less, tax map 3-35-12.06-7, District 3.
I'd like to introduce it, but I was
introduces it.
I'm trying to find where it is by this description, and I've looked it up on our website with the parcel numbers, and I get
I'm sure
nowhere.
If you check, Mr. Lanking, find it for you.
Okay, well, why can't we just say where it is?
Additional business brought before council. Mr. Guy?
While he's coming,
sure.
A question maybe for council and for the attorney. I have this little piece of property which is in the works for rezoning to commercial. I'd like to represent myself just because I don't have the money to pay an attorney. Is there any problem with that, Mr. Moore?
I don't believe there would be a problem. And again, this is off the top of my head, representing yourself. Obviously, you should recuse yourself from any vote on the matter when it comes forward.
Is there any objection from council?
Well, this is news to me. I don't know, Vance. You okay. Pop things on people like this without giving them advance notice.
Well, it's still probably 2-3 weeks away. If you have any objections, Ms. Deaver, I'll certainly.
I would like to consider it. Thank you.
Okay. That's all, Mr. Vincent.
Thank you, sir. Paul Rieger.
Paul Rieger from 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown. I'm just glad that pumpkin chunking wasn't a week before. If it, or the soy, the farmer across from us when they cut the field down with the traffic on the pumpkin chunking, we would have been less a few more ducks. My problem is with the zoning, and I mentioned it with different things, with the area that I'm in, okay? The ducks, I don't have a problem with a person having 100 ducks. The problem is if you read the ordinance, it says 100 ducks. You have the ASPCA coming out for a problem where you have an owner allowing animals to be run over in a road. It turns into wildlife. You go to the state website, they have ducks, turkeys, everything named with names I've never even heard of. But there's a reason, like with the farming ducks, if you have the white ducks, they don't fly, or maybe they do every so often. They don't get out through 6x6 cattle fencing. You can keep 100 ducks contained. I think that your ordinance for the ducks should exclude wildlife game birds. Keep it as if you want to have them, and close them and roof them, because you can't keep them in. Somebody has a farm, per se, out with a lake, that's fine. But once they start migrating to the road and becoming a public hazard, there should be something there to enforce it. If you watch the insurance commercials, you have two little squirrels clapping. Where did the person go into the woods? You have the deer commercial. It's a perfect example. When the corn got cut, it was a massive migration. It was continuous with the swerving and the cars avoiding it. You call one agency, they're going to bounce. You call ASPCA, they're going to dump you into a different agency. Then another that agency is going to dump you into enforcement issue. The one thing that I have is I don't have the town of Georgetown protecting me, so I don't have their rules. I don't have like a Laurel or a Seaford or a town. I have this council. That's all that we have. Yes, Delaware is agriculture. I enjoy it with the horses, but things should be done in moderation, okay? On this, everything that you go through the codes, you read it. It's like is. What is the meaning of is? On a state code for the fencing, okay? I'm in the subdivision. We probably have about 14 houses that are under an acre, maybe another 4 or 5 that are just barely over an acre, 2 of them that are, say, over 6 acres, 1 that 5, 1 that's 4, or whatever it is, a couple of them in that reference. We have pretty strong deed restrictions. We don't have an HOA, so everything would have to be done individual to enforce down to the strictest of the deed restriction. My objection isn't to go down to the deed restriction. It should be, you have a house, you should be able to do what you would like on your property until it pertains to disrupting neighbors. This is affecting me on multiple different issues. I believe there's zoning issues from the start when they designed this with the drainage coming across. Okay? The barbed wire, I cannot understand how in a development, and then you read the state code for the barbed wire fencing, it says farming or educational. Do I consider us a farming in the subdivision? No. Do I consider a quarter mile down the road where I have big cornfields and soy fields? Yes, I consider that farming. I just don't think with like barbed wire, if the way you're reading this, everybody who has an acre, get a goat, you could barbed wire your whole fence in your yard. With the horses, the one neighbor, he was on one of his horses. Now he doesn't have it, it's just one horse that he bought in. If I did not come off the property line with my fence, if I went directly over, okay, he would have ended up, instead of being able to hold on and fall off on the turn, if the horse would have went straight, he would have ended up in the barbed wire. That's not fiction, that's fact.
Paul, you've only got 3 minutes. Could you stay after and maybe I could talk to you and a staff member to see if we can help you? Or you got somewhere to go?
No, I would appreciate it if I can get as much out of here, whether it's town administrator, attorney, or I need you guys. Thank you.
We'll be there for you. I will.
Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. I was here a couple of, maybe been already a couple of months. I don't know the time frame here. Don't really give a hoot about the time frame. All I got to say is this. I told you guys there was a problem with your computers out here with the sheriff stuff, and it still ain't fixed. You're paying guys $70,000 a year to get this stuff straight. I want to know why it ain't straight. And then here they bring in a new system. Oh, man, it's the greatest thing in the world. I got news for you. It sure looks like bummer care to me. And I'm going to tell you something. You get on it, and you can't find it. In fact, finally I said, well, I'll just try to put my name in it. Guess what? I don't exist. Well, if I don't exist, I want my tax dollars all back. And I want it fixed. I don't care what you do. Get it fixed. You're paying them guys, like I said, $76,000 for what? And on, by the way, talking about traffic, you guys want to complain about traffic down in Rehoboth? You guys got a bunch of turkeys, because I got news for you. You want to see traffic? Go around the Beltway. Mm-hmm. And I was just there last week. Hey, at 1 minute you're going 70 miles an hour, and the next second you're stopping. And you guys want to complain about traffic in Rehoboth? Get me a break, guys, because you ain't don't know what traffic is. I'm talking about miles upon miles upon miles. Just here is just a little road here.
Thank you.
Thank you for your comments.
Entertain a motion to go into executive session for personnel and pending litigation. Motion, Mr. Deaver, second.
You're going to have to wait, though. Yep.
Mr. Wilson, any questions on a motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now going to go into executive session for those items.